ARRL Audio News begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 21st, 2025. At the top of the news this week, more seats are available for On the Air Live. Due to significant demand, ARRL has expanded the number of available spots for this month's On the Air Live, an online training session linked to content in the current issue of On the Air magazine. The program quickly reached its original capacity. The live event will be hosted by ARRL Education Specialist Wayne Green, KB4DSF. It's a good problem to have, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. We can easily add more capacity, and we're glad that ARRL members are responding so positively to the concept, he said. OTA Live is scheduled for February 25th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and will be on the topic of how to use your handheld radio. Registration in advance is required, but is free for all ARRL members. And if you can't make it to the live event, a recording will be available in the ARRL Learning Center. With Solar Cycle 25 still at peak conditions and several popular contests this time of year, there have been some interesting, if not totally rare, DX opportunities on the HF bands. Spots have been flying on DX Club email reflectors this week, VK9XU on Christmas Island, V73WW on Marshall Island, 5N9DTG in Nigeria, KH7AL/KH9 on Wake Island, 7Q2MM on Malawi, and others all have been noted among many others. The featured expedition timeline on DXWorld.net shows a number of interesting opportunities to add to the logbook totals in the next several weeks. A whole slate of operators is fanned out around the world for the ARRL International DX Contest. The CW portion was this past weekend, and the phone weekend starts March 1st at 0000 Zulu. Getting on the air and being familiar with current propagation conditions is a great way to prepare for contests, said ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE. Contest activity is on an upward trend with the peaking solar cycle, and Bork hopes that more entrants brings an even higher level of excitement to the contest. Bork noted that last year we saw a record number of logs submitted. I hope even more operators participate this year. You don't have to be a big gun to be part of it.